Harper Audio presents Once by Anna Carey, performed by Tavia Gilbert. 1. I started over the rocks, clutching a knife in one hand. The beach was strewn with sun-battered boats, long since wrecked on shore. The ship before me had washed in just this morning. It stood 20 feet tall, nearly twice as large as the others. I climbed up its side, feeling the cool wind coming in off the water. The sky was still thick with fog. As I wandered over the boat's peeling deck, I felt Caleb beside me, his hand resting on the small of my back. He pointed at the sky, showing me the pelicans plummeting into the sea, or the way the fog rolled over the mountains, covering everything with a layer of white. Sometimes I found myself speaking to him, muttering sweet, muted words only I could hear. It had been nearly 3 months since I'd last seen him. I'd been living in Calafia, the all-female settlement founded more than 10 years before as a haven for women and girls in the wild. We had come from all over, crossing the Golden Gate Bridge into Marin County. Some had been widowed after the plague and no longer felt safe living alone. Some had escaped violent gangs who'd held them hostage. Others, like me, were escapees from the government schools. Growing up in that walled-in compound, I'd spent every day looking over the lake at the windowless building on the other side, the trade school where we would have gone after graduation. But the night before the ceremony, I found out my friends and I weren't going to learn skills to contribute to the new America. With the population decimated by the plague, they didn't need artists or teachers. They needed children, and we were destined to provide them. I barely escaped, only to discover my true fate was so much worse. As valedictorian of the school, I had been promised to the king as his future wife, to bring his heirs into the world. He would always be searching for me, wouldn't stop until I was locked inside the walls of the city of sand. I climbed a ladder to the boat's top cabin. 2 chairs sat in front of a broken windshield and a metal steering wheel so rusted it no longer moved. Waterlogged papers were piled up in corners. I sorted through the cabinets underneath the controls, looking for cans of food, salvageable clothing, any tools or utensils I could bring back to town. I tucked a metal compass in my knapsack, along with some frayed plastic rope. Down on the deck, I approached the main cabin, covering my nose with my shirt. I slid open the cracked glass door. Inside, the curtains were drawn. A corpse wrapped in a blanket lay on a couch, sunken into its moldy cushions. I moved quickly, careful to breathe through my mouth, and ran my flashlight over the cabinets, finding an unmarked can of food and some damp books. I was checking the damage to the books when the boat shifted slightly beneath my feet. Someone was shuffling around in the sleeping cabin below. I drew my knife and pressed myself against the wall beside the cabin door, listening to the footsteps. The stairs below creaked. I gripped the knife. I could hear breathing on the other side of the door. Light streamed in between the curtains, a sliver of sun moving across the cabin wall. In an instant, the door flew open. A figure rushed in. I grabbed his collar, sending him hurtling onto the floor. I jumped on top of him, my knees pressing his shoulders to the ground, the knife blade resting against the side of his neck. "It's me! It's me!" Quinn's dark eyes peered up at me. Her arms were pinned to the floor. I sat back, feeling my heartbeat slow. "What are you doing here?" "Same thing as you," she said. In the struggle, I'd let my shirt fall away from my mouth and nose, and the room's putrid stink was choking me. I helped Quinn up as fast as I could. She brushed off her clothes as we stumbled outside, the stinging, salty air a relief. "Look what I found." She held up a pair of purple sneakers, their laces knotted together. The circular emblem on the ankles read Converse All-Star. "I'm not trading these, going to keep them for myself." "I don't blame you." I offered her a small smile. The canvas was miraculously intact, in great shape compared to most of the items I'd found. Calafia used a barter system, and beyond that we all contributed in different ways. Scavenging, cooking, growing crops, hunting, repairing the crumbling houses and storefronts. I had a post in the bookshop, restoring old novels and encyclopedias, lending extra copies, and offering reading tutorials for anyone interested.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?